locally, look, if there's a bandwagon, we jump on it, don't we? We, oh, God, if someone's doing well.
If it's just driving past.
Oh, we will jump on it.
As long as there's a handle.
Yeah. And the high jumper, Nicola McDermott, has become the first Australian woman to break the 2 metre barrier in the high jump. And she's from Tascot. She joins us this morning. Nicola, good morning.
Hi, Nicola.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
I am very well, very, very well.
Congratulations.
Thankful for the bandwagon.
Yes. Oh, we will get on the bandwagon.
We've just become best mates.
But congratulations, the first Australian woman to break the 2 metre barrier. That is huge.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, the best part of it was that I was able to do it with my family and my friends at Nationals sort of when it counted this year. So, you know, I've had that dream to break the 2 metres since I was at Gosford Little A's back in the day when, you know, I was still tall, I have to say, but I was little. And so to do it 16 years later, that's, yeah, just an absolute dream.
Wow, that's a long time toiling away at it. How close was the previous record to 2 metres?
199.
That last centimetre's often a tough one.
That last centimetre. So 198 was the record for years. Like, I think we're talking about like 20, 25, 30 years or something.
Jeez.
And then Eleanor, who's my, she's going to go to the Olympics too. So we're good friends. We're both the same age. She jumped 199 last year. I jumped 198 last year. It was all like, who's going to jump 2 metres first? And then...
you did it.
Yeah, at Nationals on Sunday, we broke the 2 metre barrier. So looking forward to her jumping too. And then, yeah, Australia to get on the podium perhaps to Tokyo.
Yeah, Australian Track and Field Championships, which you competed at in Sydney on Sunday. Now, you have been, you and as you said, Eleanor, you have been selected to head to Tokyo. You qualified. How is the 2 metre rank in high jump for women's in the like on the Olympic standard?
Olympic standard, you jump 2 metres, you're on the podium.
Oh, you've won it. You've won it.
Oh, that is it.
Hang on.
We're calling it.
Hang on, Robert. Yes. present one of the medals now, Robert. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, all three of them.
Olympic medalists from the 2021, should have been 20.
Don't put the mockers on.
Nicola, holy jeez. Now, what's the go now from here to the lead up to the games?
Good question. So I'm still on the Central Coast, Coasty Gal. So I'm having a couple of days off training. We're doing a really big block of training coming up. So you'll see me jumping around the beach. Like I usually train at Baddow Beach and I'm like doing little hops in the sand. I always get weird looks, but hopefully I get a...
Oh, is that you?
You look like that poor kid that forgot the towel on a hot day and just hopping down
that's
the sand.
Nicola.
You know, I have these little footprints and they're like, who was doing these footprints? Because they're all on top of each other for like meters and meters. Like, what was this kid doing?
From the car park.
yeah, that was me.
Nicola, so, when you see a lot of athletes, when they say, even they go to kick a goal, they're always mouthing something. And sometimes when you girls or anyone are doing for the high jumps, they're running
the
on
mantra.
The spot for a little bit before you run. And sometimes you can see them mouthing things. Do you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you
absolutely.
Say?
Absolutely. Well, it depends. I mean, I scream like, come on, or like, I don't know, doing a Leighton Hewitt or whatever. But yeah. For me, I get pretty amped up. But I don't really remember what I say. In my head, I'm talking about my cues, so I have cues, what I think about when I'm jumping, because it's about 2 seconds when you go from the start of the run up to the end of the high jump bags, and everything's so technical, as you can imagine. But, look, sometimes it's cues, sometimes it's praying, sometimes it's me singing a song. We don't know. What are you going to get at the Olympics?
You might be imagining a tennis ball in the gutter. Yeah, just got to reach that tennis ball. Hey, I was wondering about shoes, because a 1 centimetre increment to get to the world record is not much. I mean, can you just do it in spring-loaded platform shoes?
So, my sponsor, Puma, we can get onto that. No. we have a very, very strict shoe regulation, and that actually came about even stricter. Do you remember the marathon, how that was run under 2 hours recently?
Oh, yes.
In absolutely perfect conditions, ran it in no time, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he ran it in a very special shoe. And because of that, there are so many shoe regulations because they think they're going to ban that shoe. And then it just made it hard for all the other athletes. We're now having our shoes checked with the centimetres, and we have all of these increments to make sure that, yeah, it's a legal shoe. So there's no way I'm getting springs in my shoes. I'm just going to have to get the springs in my body.
Yeah. Well, everyone going back to Dunlop Volleys, your record could be there for a long, long time. It has been great to talk with you, Nicola.
Nicola, when just quickly too, when are you heading to, have they told you about what's happening with the Olympic Games, what date and all that sort of stuff?
At the end of the month, I'm having a long, long phone call, and I'll know a bit more and I can tell you that. But for now, I'm just enjoying this.
Good stuff. Well, we'll speak to you before then. Nicola McDermott, who has become, from Tascot, the first Australian woman to break the high jumps 2 metre barrier, did it at the Australian Track and Field Championships in Sydney on Sunday, and is heading to the Olympic Games and we'll win the medal.
Oh, we'll win the medal. Keep your eyes open for the girl hopping down the beach
at Batow Bay. Nicola, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, guys.